This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda stresses on dialogue for world peace. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Rekha Sharma says country's development is possible with proper utilization of information and technology. And India calls Pakistan's claim of targeted killings false. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has laid emphasis on dialogue between the warring parties for upholding world peace. During the meeting with high-level delegation of UN Office for Disarmament Affairs, led by Izumi Nakamitsu, Prime Minister Dahal said Nepal is always in favor of the world peace, adding Nepal's peace process has become an example for other countries in the world. Prime Minister Dahal stressed that dialogue is the only option for the world peace, adding Nepal's remarkable role in different international forums for establishment of peace in the world. Talking about the role played by Nepal from the position of leaders of the least developed countries in the UN General Assembly, Prime Minister Dahal underscored that Nepal would always support in the UN's effort for establishing peace and play a leading role for the world peace. Under Secretary General and the High Representative for Disarmament Affairs, Nakamitsu, said the Office of the South Asia Center on Disarmament Affairs has been set up in Nepal and the expectation is that Nepal will become a center of peace in the South Asia region. On the occasion, Izumi also praised the role Nepal has been playing in the UN peacekeeping missions as the second largest troops contributing nation. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has said the country could be developed through the proper utilization of information and technology. Inaugurating the 28th National Technological Festival that started at the Pulchok Engineering Campus from today, she stressed on tapping the rapid development of information and technology for the country's development. Minister Sharma said that the Cybersecurity Policy 2024 has been passed. There is lack of several laws in the information technology sector and the government shall devise the laws required for this sector. Stating the government shall always extend cooperation for quality education and technology-related education, Minister Sharma asserted that the government is actively involved in producing human resources in the technical sector as well. The Communications and Information Technology Minister stated that Pulchok Engineering Campus is a brand in itself and urged its graduates to pay attention to the country's development after earning expertise across the globe. A memorandum of understanding has been signed between the Tribhuvan University, TU, and the University of Electronic Science and Technology of China, UESTC. Acting Vice-Chancellor of TU, Dr. Sivalal Bhusal, and Vice-Chancellor of UEFA, Zhang Yong, signed the agreement at Tribhuvan University, Kritipur. Professor Chiranjeevi Khanal, head of the TU Central Department of Mass Communications and Journalism, and Professor Hang Hong of UEFA are the witness to the agreement. Acting Vice-Chancellor of TU, Bhusal, expressed the belief that there would be close collaboration between the two universities in the coming days. UESTC representative Professor Hang Hong said that he would extend all possible support in the field of study and research and said that knowledge and skill should be exchanged. Professor Khanal, the initiator of the agreement, said the two universities have reached an agreement for long-term cooperation between the two universities. With the agreement, scholars, researchers and teaching staff will be exchanged and students will also be exchanged. Workshops and seminars will be jointly organized. The memorandum of understanding will be a period of 5 years. A lens-sparing virectomy, LSV, has successfully performed in Nepal Eye Hospital, Tripureshwar. This is the first of its kind surgery performed at the hospital. Such complex surgeries are rare in Nepal. Due to retinopathy of prematurity, ROP, of the newborn, LSV is done on the condition of blood clot in the eye resulting obstruction to blood passage to the eye. There was a compulsion to go to India for such surgery cases. The successful performance of LSV surgery in the left eye of a newborn aged only 29 weeks is a historic leap in an eye treatment. Blacktopping has started in the west section of Tanahu under the Mughlin Pokhara Road expansion project. The Mughlin Pokhara Road project west section has begun blacktopping the road from Shukla Gandaki Municipality to Haledi of the district under the Jamuni Pokhara. Road Section's Engineer and Information Officer Narayan Paudel shared that 420-meter one-way blacktopping was done first day yesterday. According to Engineer Paudel, the target is to blacktop the one-way 5-kilometer section by coming March 13. Engineer Paudel further shared that blacktopping will also be carried out from Jamuni of Magdir Rural Municipality and Bel Chautara of Shukla Gandaki Municipality from today onwards. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. India has dismissed allegation by Pakistan that its agent killed two Pakistani citizens on its soil in 2023, calling it false. Pakistan's claim comes months after similar accusation by Canada and the United States. Yesterday, Islamabad said it had credible evidence of links between the two killings and Indian agents. India's foreign ministry called the allegation malicious anti-India propaganda. The country's foreign ministry said in a press briefing yesterday that the two deaths in Pakistan, including the killing of Muhammad Riaz in Rawalakot City in September 2023 and Shahid Latif in Sialkot City in October 2023. The foreign ministry did not disclose who these people were or the reason for Delhi allegedly dispatching agents to carry out the killings within its arch-rival's territory. The allegation led to a steep deterioration in ties between the two countries. The UN Staff Court could issue emergency measures ordering Israel to halt its military operations in Gaza. The session of the International Court of Justice today is part of a case brought by South Africa alleging that Israel is committing genocide. Both countries testified when the case opened 2 weeks ago. Israel has vehemently rejected the allegation. A ruling against Israel is not enforceable by the court but would be politically significant. More than 25,000 Palestinians, mostly women and children, have been killed and tens of thousands injured, according to the Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza, since Israel began its offensive triggered by an unprecedented attack on Israel by the group. The Hamas attack on 7 October killed about 1,300 people, mainly civilians. The attackers also took about 250 people back to Gaza as hostages. South Africa, which strongly supports the Palestinians, asked the court to issue 9 provincial provisionary measures, including a halt to military activity by Israel, while it considers the accusation of genocide. A ruling on the latter is not expected for a long time, possibly years. NASA's Ingenuity Mars helicopter, which made history by achieving the first powered flight on another world, has suffered mission-ending damage. In a statement, NASA said the aircraft was forced to perform an emergency landing that damaged its rotors. The space agency's Bill Nelson said the aircraft was the little helicopter that could and had racked up far more missions than had been intended. He said Ingenuity had paved the way for future flight in our solar system. Ingenuity is set to remain upright, but images taken by an upcoming ground vehicle showed that one or more of its rotor blades were damaged and it was no longer capable of flight. NASA said the circumstances were being investigated. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali province. There are chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly and Tarai regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country. There are chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. At present, there is partial influence of western winds in the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 3 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 16.6 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda stresses on dialogue for world peace. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma says country's development is possible with proper utilization of information and technology. And India calls Pakistan's claim of targeted killings false. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.